Cashflow Ninja, episode 197 with Colin Murphy.
Welcome to the Cashflow Ninja, the podcast empowering and inspiring people to discover how to generate their own income and manage, grow, and protect their own wealth in the new economy. Now, here is your host, MC Laubscher.
Hello, Cashflow Ninjas. MC Laubscher here, and welcome to another episode of the Cashflow Ninja. I have a great show for you today, and in today's show, we're going to look at real estate turnkey cash flow in the state of Florida. My guest in this episode is Colin Murphy. Colin is the director and co-founder of a real estate firm called Torcana, which buys, renovates, and sells high cash flowing rental properties in Tampa, Florida. Aside from being the in-house number cruncher for Torcana, Colin spends most of his time bidding on property auctions, organizing direct mail campaigns, networking with local wholesalers, and promoting their products to out-of-state and overseas investors. Colin started out in 2004 selling advertising space in real estate magazines and exhibitions in the UK and Ireland. It gave him a great insight into the industry as he was constantly meeting and pitching business to experienced professionals. In 2009, he set up Torcana with two friends with the goal of offering marketing services to sellers of completed, tenanted, and cash flow positive deals in the state of Florida. He started out in Orlando and moved on to St. Petersburg and Jacksonville before focusing more intensely in Tampa Bay from 2014 onwards. Torcana purchases single-family homes, which they buy, they renovate, and then sell rent-ready to out-of-state and overseas investors seeking strong cash-flowing rentals. They also add properties to their own rental portfolio on a regular basis. Their primary goal is to find ways of putting both their own funds and those of trusted clients to productive use without taking unnecessary risks. Please share your feedback and thoughts on today's interview. You can let me know your thoughts on Twitter by tweeting me at MC Laubscher or by email at info@cashflowninja.com. And please remember to join our mailing list by signing up at cashflowninja.com or texting cashflowninja to 44222. To ensure that you never miss one of our episodes, you can download our free interactive smartphone apps on the Apple and Google Play app stores. You can support the show by becoming a patron on Patreon for $10 a month. And when you do become a patron, you get access to our private Facebook page where previous guests connect with listeners and you get to access a community of people that are on the same journey as you are, where you can network, share information and ideas, and possibly find a partner for your next business and deal. When you do become a patron, I will also send you a Cashflow Ninja t-shirt. You can become a patron at cashflowninja.com/support. My friend Dave Zook says you can be conventional or you can be wealthy, but you need to pick one. At The Real Asset Investor, Dave and his company create value for investors looking for higher yield returns from real estate ventures domestically and internationally. To learn more about the exciting investment opportunities The Real Asset Investor offers, such as the syndication opportunity at Mahogany Bay Village in Belize or investment opportunities in the multifamily space in the U.S., visit cashflowninja.com/real asset investor. Gelt Inc. is a multifamily syndicator which has acquired over 6,700 apartment units valued at over $1 billion through a private equity syndication model. Gelt provides its investors with significant cash-on-cash returns while maintaining and enhancing equity invested for the long term. You can reach out to Joss Satin at joss@geltinc.com to learn more. Have you read Rich Dad Poor Dad? Are you interested in real estate investing and don't know where to start and how to get the results you want? For valuable information to get you started, visit JoinOps Properties at joinopsproperties.com. If you want to create an income stream of 8% on your cash or money in your self-directed IRAs within 90 days in real estate without finding the property, fixing it up, finding a tenant, and all the other management headaches, you have to watch the private lending presentation at cashflowninja.com/private lending. The wealthiest investors on the planet know how to capture their wealth and leverage it to perpetually grow it. If you're interested in learning the premier strategies of the wealthiest individuals and families on the planet, you can access your free webinar at cashflowninja.com/be the bank. Colin, welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Can you please share a little bit about your background and your journey with my listeners?
Yeah, I'd be happy to. So I'm a director and co-founder of a firm called Torcana. We buy, renovate, and sell properties here in Tampa, Florida. My background, I started out in 2004 when I was in my mid-20s. Started out selling advertising space, real estate magazines, selling exhibition space and real estate shows all across Ireland and England. I'm Irish originally. So that was my start. It gave me great insight into the industry. I was constantly meeting developers from all over the world and realtors from all over the world. I got to travel to meet them a lot and bring them out to Ireland and England. And then in 2009, I set up Torcana to offer marketing services to sellers of kind of completed deals in Florida. And we kind of started out in Orlando, moved on to St. Petersburg, Jacksonville, a bunch of other places, and we've been kind of focused more intensely in Tampa since 2014. So, you know, really I'm married, Spanish wife, kids. I lived in Spain for a long time. I was involved in US real estate for a long time while I was living in Spain as well. But really for the last kind of 3 years, we've been focused on Tampa. We're buying mostly single family homes, single story concrete builds. We renovate them. And we sell them to out-of-state and overseas investors. So we're doing about, we're on track to do about 100 properties this year and keep a handful for ourselves. But most of them are renovated, delivered, rent-ready to out-of-state and overseas investors that want to build up rental portfolios and passive income streams.
Listen, you know, the mindset shift that's involved for my listeners right now, just listening to it, you know, some folks are still trying to overcome that hurdle of investing out-of-state. You've done it out of continent and country invested. So you started investing in real estate in the U.S. while you're in Ireland and as you mentioned, in Spain. Can you share a little bit about that for – because we have overseas listeners everywhere and you guys work with overseas investors. Investors, what are some of the things that you looked at particularly for investing in a specific country? Some of the broader view and things that you dived into when picking a country to invest in, and then drawing it down to a specific area or state and then a specific market.
Yeah, that's right. We've sold U.S. property, I think, to people from about 25 different countries. So that would be a lot of countries in Europe, a lot of, you know, Chinese, Hong Kong, Singapore, Australia, South Africa as well, South America, Canada, obviously. So yeah, we have a lot of experience in that. I wouldn't say it's easy, but it's not difficult either. The main thing I would say is get the basics right. You need to stay calm. Don't be afraid to take the plunge. You need to do a lot of work. It's not something you can just rush into by spending half an hour at it every now and again. I think you do need to, especially if you're overseas in particular, you need to dedicate out of your spare time in the evenings and weekends to really thinking about what you want to do, what your goals are. I mean, what's your budget? How long do you want your money tied up? Can you purchase with cash? Do you need finance? Are you just looking for rental income? You know, so you need to get the basics right. You need to get your own house in order before buying other people's houses. If you're overseas, you need to look at the finance situation because it's a lot more difficult. You need to look at currencies as well because that's a big factor as well. But don't get too obsessed about it because you're not going to buy just for the currencies. You know, so get your mindset right. Spend a lot of time doing it. That's one of the big differences between people that are very successful and people that never seem to find the time to do it. I mean, If you want to be successful, you need to cut out the TV shows and the wasting time with stuff. You need to dedicate a lot of time, literally set aside time in your diaries early in the mornings, late in the evenings, weekends, to really think about what you want and study your markets. And that holds just as true for your American listeners as it does for overseas investors. But kind of getting down to specifics, obviously you're overseas, you're thousands of miles away. You need to be very, very careful about the people you're working with, because obviously you have very little control of anything. You need people on the ground you can trust. You need to do a lot of due diligence on the people that are renovating your property, on the people that are managing your property, and on the people that are sourcing the opportunities for you. You need to verify absolutely everything they're telling you. You can't take anything at face value, whether it's the market value of the property, the rental income of the property, or the expenses of the property. You need to really do your homework. I would highly recommend that you do travel to the place you're thinking of buying at least once. And then afterwards, you can kind of buy sight unseen. Obviously, if you can't go, you can't go, and that's it. It is helpful if you can go. And also, in your initial stages, when you're at the beginning of it, sometimes, I mean, I talk to people and they'll tell me, yeah, I'm thinking of Florida and Kansas and Ohio and, you know, maybe Detroit as well. I mean, you really need to narrow it down. You can't realistically look at buying in seven different markets at once. You do need to narrow it down to one or two places and then kind of drill down into specific neighborhoods in those places. I mean, what, depending on what your budget and your cash flow is. So there's a lot of work that needs to be involved before you know what you want. And once you know what you want, you have to do a lot of homework in vetting a couple of different partners before you take the plunge.
Let's talk about Florida, because there's a lot of stuff going on in Florida and a very, very, very desirable place. Can you share a little bit more about why investors should look at Florida? What is going on? There's a huge demographic shift with 76 million baby boomers entering their golden years and retirement, not sure. Just only in the United States, it's global. But that trend plays into, and just shared a little bit more about some market statistics and opportunities in Florida.
Yeah, I mean, Florida is a very, very appealing place. I mean, it was the market I chose back in 2008 when the world was crashing around us. I chose Florida as our real estate destination because it had that international name recognition. It ticked a lot of boxes. It was, you know, everybody knew about it. It had a lot of demand from domestic and local renters and buyers. That had a lot of, there's always been a lot of overseas money flowing into Florida as well. Obviously, it was, you know, the US dollar was very, very appealing at that time. But just kind of even for Americans, Florida is obviously, it's got a great climate. It's got a great business environment. There's no state income taxes, which is very appealing for local landlords. The population is growing very fast. It passed out New York a couple of years ago to become the third most populous state in the country after California and Texas. It's creating record numbers of jobs, one of the fast growing job creators in the country. Tampa, where we're particularly focused, it's by far the biggest economy in Florida after Miami. It's the thing I love about Florida, it's not just about tourism, it's not just about conventions, it's not just about the big export markets. You've got, you know, Tampa, for example, it's got a big military place. It's got the University of South Florida with 50,000 students. It's very popular with families. It's very popular with retirees. A lot of young people are moving here. So you're really ticking all the boxes that a landlord wants to see. You've got a growing population. You've got a diverse economy. You've got a lot of activity. You've got a very busy real estate market. And one of the unique things about most parts of Florida is that you have both. It's a fast growing market. I mean, the prices are increasing by 8% a year for the last 3 years, but you can still get very good value for money. You're not priced out of the market like you were with a lot of the coastal cities. So you can still get very good cash flow in Florida as well as the strong growth. So really a lot of appeal from a business environment, the tax environment, obviously culturally, climate wise, and the, you know, value you can get for your money. So it's, for me, it's one of the most perfect markets you can invest in the US. It kind of gives me everything you could want as a real estate investor.
Absolutely. And the Texas is a big one that plays into it. Money walks, folks, and a lot of money is walking into Texas, into Florida, and actually fleeing California right now, into other states, those two states, and as well as Arizona.
Large proportion of the people we deal with are based in California. Typical example, somebody might be selling, you know, some condo for $500,000, which they might have earned a lot of money on because maybe they bought it for $300,000 seven or 8 years ago or 10 years ago. But, you know, it's worth $500,000, but maybe they're only renting it for $2,000 a month. So their cash flow on it is rubbish, but they can sell that condo. A lot of people are doing 1031 exchanges or just selling it and buying four or five or six, you know, single family homes in Tampa with that money, and they generate far more, higher cash flow, and they're in a, you know, they're diversifying into a more dynamic market.
Yeah, absolutely. A very big trend to watch, this great migration, as I call it, in the U.S., because it's going to change a lot of different markets and industries. And tying into that, you know, there's a lot of, I've mentioned on this show before, states are bankrupt, municipalities are bankrupt, governments are bankrupt. All these things to take into account. And then also this huge baby boomer trend. And then trailing, the one that ties into it and playing into it, is the millennials. And millennials are renters. Millennials are not buyers of properties. So this can set you up for a really good opportunity when you study and do your homework, as Colin was mentioning.
Yeah, no, you're right. Millennials are a massive source of income for future landlords. They are natural renters for the most part. Some of that is down to not having enough money to buy a property, but a lot of them, it's a lifestyle choice. They want to, you know, they want to be nimble. They want to be able to move at short notice, depending on where the job market's going. They don't want to be tied down to a particular house for 10, 15, 20 years. They want to rent a certain type of house when they're younger, another type of house when they're in their late 20s, another type of house when they're in their late 30s. So they don't have the same obsession with owning a property that older generations might have done and that got caught out during the property boom. So the millennials saw the massive damage and the massive wealth that was lost during the last crisis, and they're a lot more cautious. So some of it is down to caution. Some of it is down to not having good enough credit scores. Some of it is down to having massive student debt that just limits their ability to even buy a property in the first place. But a lot of it is down to a lifestyle choice. And you're not only seeing that with millennials, you're seeing that with older people as well. A lot of older people are selling their houses, these big four bedroom houses, and they're just downsizing into two beds. But they're not always buying a two bed. They might be happy to sell a house for $300,000-$400,000 and just rent somewhere for $1,000 a month. You can make your money last 15, 20, 25 years doing it that way. And really, if you look at the household creation in the last 8 or 9 years, about 80% of new households that have been created are renters. I mean, the overall market is still roughly 63% owners, 37% renters, but that disguises a crucial fact that most of the new households that are being formed are renters. And that's a massive paradigm shift for investors. And it's great news for investors, because people that can buy and renovate a house and deliver a good quality rental are going to have practically unlimited demand for tenants.
No, absolutely. And you just touched on a lot of things that I'm experiencing firsthand. So you've touched on it, that millennials kind of had a ringside seat to the destruction of 2008 and 2009, and that's why they're not jumping in. And that's so true. I've got quite a number of millennial clients, as well as some of the older baby boomers, and they both have that same similar experiences, because we talk about a lot of contrarian investment and financial concepts on the show daily, and they've seen what happened. So there was a complete mindset shift where they're not as clinged and sold on that home ownership idea as their parents once was. And they know that mobility is key. They've seen, you know, the rust belts, as they call them, right in the Midwest, the damage and carnage that happened there when factories just all of a sudden closed down. Now in the information age, it takes an instant, a second for an entire region to become a rust belt. I'll give you an example. One trend that I'm closely following is, you know, there's a Trends Research Journal author, Gerald Salente, writes about it. He calls Silicon Valley the Rust Belt 2.0 because information isn't basically locked into a specific area. You know, you can start and build a tech company now anywhere in the world, really. with all of the resources that are out there. So connect with people all over the world. So you don't really have to go to Silicon Valley, for instance, to go, you know, mix with the hoi polloi over there and raise capital, right? This is, if you've got a great idea, you can build a company anywhere in the world. So mobility definitely is key and key to move around, as you touched upon. So very, very, very true.
You're listening to Colin Murphy on the Cashflow Ninja podcast. We will be right back after a word from our sponsor.
Are you having a hard time finding great investment properties? Unfortunately, the best deals are rarely found locally. Successful investing begins with the right properties in the right markets. Norada Real Estate provides everything you need to invest in the best deals across the U.S. Our simple, proven system will help you create real wealth and passive monthly cash flow. Get your free copy of The Ultimate Guide to Passive Real Estate Investing at noradarealestate.com/guide. That's N-O-R-A-D-A realestate.com/guide.
You're listening to Colin Murphy on the Cashflow Ninja podcast, and now back to our interview.
So let's talk about your operations for a little bit, Colin. So you guys buy most of your properties for cash. You renovate them and do really high quality, nice renovations. Then you sell them to investors, not only out of state in the U.S., but as we mentioned, overseas to 25 different countries. And then you guys manage these properties. Can you share a little bit about that? So once someone has done all of that, they've locked it in, they've purchased, what's involved with the management side of the business?
Sure. I mean, this is a kind of a complicated business to set up, but we spent many years tweaking our different systems. We don't actually manage properties in-house ourselves. We don't even manage our own rental properties. We prefer to focus our energies and our money on sourcing properties, buying properties, renovating properties. So I'm kind of the in-house number cruncher for Turkana. I spend a lot of time staring at spreadsheets, moving money around. But really, I'm bidding on property auctions online. I'm organizing direct mail campaigns. I'm networking with local wholesalers. I'm promoting our properties to out-of-state and overseas investors. I'm driving around in the car. Literally half my time is spent in the car driving around houses, potential purchases, driving around houses that are under renovation. You know, we generally have 15 to 20 properties in our pipeline at any one time. So there's a lot of balls in the air. There's a lot of, basically I feel like a traffic controller half the time, where I'm just noticing things, ringing somebody to do something, ringing somebody else to follow up on it, preparing promotional materials to promote the properties. But there's a lot going on. It's not easy. Even just buying properties at auctions is a minefield, as you probably know. Organizing direct mail campaigns where we basically send letters and postcards to potential sellers saying, you know, I'll buy your house for cash. Please give me a call if you're interested. Just finding those leads. I've trained a girl, for example, in Pakistan to trawl the local county, you know, pre-foreclosure and probate and eviction public records to create a list of potential leads for me every week. They all get mailed letters every week. So there's a lot of stuff going on just to keep ahead of the competition and buy the amount of houses that we need to buy every month. Because I can tell you for sure that our demand for rent-ready properties is far exceeds supply at the moment. It's absolutely a seller's market in Tampa, as it is in a lot of other markets. So most of our time is spent sourcing the properties, renovating the properties. And once they're renovated and good to go, we recommend some local property managers. We used to be involved in property management ourselves. It's a very difficult business. It's really a volume business. You need a lot of properties. You need a lot of staff. You need a huge amount of admin, even the amount as a foreigner. It's the amount of checks that you need to write as a property manager is just insane. I just can't get over the amount of paperwork and admin that's involved in that game. So we're very knowledgeable about property managers. We're very thorough about vetting them. Literally have a list of, I think, 25 different questions that we use when we are managers. But really in Tampa, we've kind of two or three that we use depending on the area, whether it's Pasco County or Pinellas County or Hillsborough County. And these would all be people that we would have vetted thoroughly ourselves, that we'd use them for our own properties before we recommend them to any of our investors, whether they're out of state or overseas. We never oblige anybody to use a particular property manager or a particular agent or a particular insurance broker. But we're very familiar, and you know, our niche is working with investors, that aren't based locally. We're very familiar with what they need, and we're very happy to kind of provide the full package, the list of everything they're going to need to get it up and running. And yeah, property management is probably the most important point. I mean, when I hand over a property to a property manager, I'm basically giving him and his team my reputation, because if they leave that property vacant for a while, or if they're having problems with the tenants, it's going to reflect directly back on me and my reputation. The buyers are going to be ringing me and complaining. So a manager can either make an average property into a great one, or on the other end of it, they can make turn a great property into a bad one through mediocre management. So, you know, being able to be very thorough when you vet tenants and place tenants. I mean, I know our guy rejects 11 out of every 12 applications, and these are people that have paid to do an application. You know, they pay $20 to fill an application form. 11 of them get rejected. They've got very strict criteria related to their income, their credit score, and their background as a tenant, criminal background, but credit score background. So they're very, very thorough at that, so that they place the good tenants. And they're looking that our properties are good enough to attract the good tenants. If your properties are crap, you're going to attract crap tenants, and you're going to be fighting a losing battle the whole way, and you're going to be stressed out. But if you can get things right at the start by delivering a high-quality renovation, placing a good-quality tenant, and then being responsive to their inquiries, being able to nip properties in the buds, maintaining a very high renewal rate, then you're sitting on a properly passive asset. You're going to enjoy it. You might be spending an hour or two a month at most reviewing your statements, reviewing any unusual kind of maintenance requests. But a good manager is worth his or her weight in gold. And I've had plenty of experience with the good ones and the bad ones.
Now, Colin, a habit I've observed from wealthy and successful people is that they're always studying new subjects and learning new skill sets. What are you currently studying? What skill sets are you currently learning?
Yeah, you're right. I mean, and I need to do more. I mean, every time I go to I try and go to a lot of RIA meetings. So I try and network a lot with like-minded professionals. It's very easy after a busy day, you know, working from 7 a.m. to 5 or 6 in the evening, just to chill out, especially when you have kids. But I try and make an effort kind of 3 times a month to go to networking events. There's a lot of them around Florida. Anybody that goes to meetup.com or types in, you know, local RIA meetings will find that. So, you know, it's very useful to network with like-minded people and bounce ideas off each other. I've had a lot of great ideas and a lot of, you know, joint venture opportunities by going to those. I'm also trying to get up a little earlier in the mornings just to have a little, you know, me time, a bit of silence to kind of start my day and think about what I want to do and kind of just reaffirm my goals and do some affirmation, visualization of what I want to achieve that day. Try and think about what I want to do in the future and how I'm going to get from A to B to improve my focus on my goals. But it's not easy, but I think if you stick at it long enough, it'll become a habit. So really just, yeah, I mean, there's a lot of stuff. I mean, getting up a little bit earlier, having a bit of silence in the mornings, knowing what your goals are, trying to think about them a lot, getting regular exercise, involving your spouse in your goals and in your work life is very, very important. If you neglect that, at your peril as well. So a lot of it is trying to keep a lot of balls in the air and trying to develop a kind of an all-round balance in my life between being a father, a husband, a professional real estate investor, in that order.
Now, a core message in our show is to leave our families and communities and the world better than we found it by passing down a mindset, values, and principles to future generations, mm-hmm. not just money. So if you cannot pass on any money to future generations and we're only allowed to pass on 3 principles to them to build wealth and achieve happiness and success, what would they be?
Interesting. I suppose one of the most valuable things anybody can do is to try and develop resilience. I think that's probably the most important trait you need to be successful. It's not intelligence. It's not luck. I think it's resilience, just that ability to keep going beyond the point when other people will give up, just not giving up, just being able to roll with the punches, being able to take setbacks in your stride, because everybody gets them. If you can't take bad news, if you can't recover from setbacks, you're never going to be successful. So just developing that inner resilience, just try and do that. It's obviously easier to do it, I think, if you get regular exercise, if you get a good night's sleep, if you have clarity on what you want to do with yourself, that all helps. But yeah, I would just try and do what you need to do to try and steel yourself to be a resilient person. That's key. Another item, second one, would be probably to get your own house in order before you start buying other people's house. That applies to the, you know, get your own finances in order. You know, don't be rushing in to buy properties until you know exactly what you're spending in your own life and what you're saving and what you need to save. But also just giving priority to spending time with your partner and your family, getting them involved in your plans and aspirations. That makes for a much more balanced life, I think, just by doing that. And thirdly, try and surround yourself with ambitious and motivated people. I mean, if you spend all your spare time hanging around with your old college buddies that have no interest in real estate or no interest in improving their financial situation, then don't expect change to happen very fast in your life. I mean, I'm not suggesting you cut out lots of people in your life, not at all. Everybody needs to hang around with their old friends. There's nothing better, but just make an effort to surround yourself with ambitious people and motivated people. There's a lot of networking events. There's a lot of ways to track down and do that. And just by having a positive attitude, by making an effort to track down and speak with like-minded people, you'd be surprised at what you can achieve and how your life can change.
Colin, how can my audience learn more about you, your company, your podcast, and stay informed of all of the projects that you're involved with?
Oh, thank you. Well, our website is torcana.com. That's TORCANA.com. My email is colin.murphy@torcana.com. My phone number, if anyone wants to call, is 727-793-7547. You'll find me on the Bigger Pockets website. You'll find me on LinkedIn. So yeah, just those means. Anybody, you'll find the podcast link on the website as well. If anybody wants to tune into that, that'd be great. They're, again, designed to just give general and useful information to people that want to get into real estate, want to build real estate portfolios. I don't talk that much about Tampa. It's more general about getting into the right mindset and finding out what you need to do to get started. And also, if you're able to, I'm happy to provide a link to a 15-page document, which is the 20 things you need to know when investing in real estate. Perhaps some of your listeners might want to have a look at that, which, you know, goes into some of the issues we touched on here and just goes kind of 20 factors that people need to be aware of, kind of mistakes to avoid and attitudes to develop.
Yeah, that document is fantastic and covered a lot of the stuff that we spoke about today on the show. That will be in the show notes, also available at cashflowninja.com. Colin, thank you so much for coming on the show and sharing your journey and your knowledge and providing so much value for my listeners. It's been a blast connecting, mate, and great to have you on.
Thank you, MC. It's been a pleasure. I love your show and keep up the good work.
This is MC Laubscher, the host of the Cashflow Ninja podcast. As you may know, I'm also the president and chief wealth strategist of Valhalla Wealth Financial. We help individuals, families, small businesses, entrepreneurs, and professionals build their wealth outside of Wall Street and help investors maximize the use of every dollar in their personal economy and boost their investment gains. We do this by combining the capital and investments with the financial vehicle of the wealthy according to the infinite banking concept. If you're interested to learn more about privatized banking and the infinite banking concept, you can access an exclusive webinar at cashflowninja.com/be the bank. Thank you for joining my guest, Colin Murphy, and myself on the Cashflow Ninja today. Just a reminder, if you're interested in collapsing time in your financial plan and become financially free in the next 10 years or less, you can register for a free webinar to show you exactly how to do that at cashflowtactics.com/ninja. If you like what you hear and appreciate what we're trying to build here at the Cashflow Ninja, please subscribe, rate, and review our show on iTunes and share our show with family, friends, and your network. I'm always trying to learn and improve in every area of my life, so if there's any way that I can provide more value for you and serve you better, please reach out to me at info@cashflowninja.com. If you're not a subscriber to the Cashflow Ninja Gashku newsletter, you can sign up for our newsletter at cashflowninja.com or text CashflowNinja to 44222. You can also support the show by becoming a patron on Patreon for $10 a month. And when you do become a patron, you get access to our private Facebook page and that awesome Cashflow Ninja t-shirt. You can become a patron at cashflowninja.com/support. Geld Inc. is a multifamily owner which has acquired over 6,700 apartment units valued at over $1 billion through a private equity syndication model. Banking on the renter revolution amongst millennials and baby boomers, all-time low home ownership rates, and a major shortage of well-located apartments at affordable price points, Geld has provided its investors with consistent cash-on-cash returns while maintaining and enhancing equity invested for the long term. For more information on how to achieve sustainable yield for the long term, you can email Josh Satin at josh@geldinc.com. Smart investors know that the banks actually don't own most automatic teller machines. In fact, the opportunity for private investment provides stellar passive returns, figures in the double digits, with the added bonus that most of the income is tax-free. Who wants to walk blindly past an ATM and not cash in on that opportunity? ATM machine ownership brings you a steady stream of hands-off passive income. Dave Zook and the Real Asset Investor team have been providing opportunities for investors in this uptrending activity of ATM use. If you're an accredited investor and would like more information on how you can invest in this exclusive asset class that very few investors will ever have access to, sign up for your free webinar on how to create income streams from ATMs at cashflowninja.com/real-asset-investor. Jimmy Freeland and Bob Scott have been in your shoes and have used real estate investing to become financially free. They have designed a system to take any beginner to an experienced deal-making investor in the least amount of time. They offer opportunities from basic education, coaching, bridge loan investing to turnkey investments in the cash-flowing market of St. Louis, Missouri. For more information, please visit joinupsproperties.com or call Jimmy and Bob at 314-799-2247. If you want to create an income stream of 8% on your cash or money in your self-directed IRA within 90 days in real estate without finding the property, fixing it up, finding a tenant, and all the other management headaches that comes along with it, you have to watch the private lending presentation at cashflowninja.com/private-lending. The wealthiest investors on the planet know how to capture their wealth and leverage it to perpetually grow it. If you're interested in learning in the premier strategies of the wealthiest individuals and families on the planet, you can access your free webinar at cashflowninja.com/be-the-bank. That's our show for today, everyone. Until next time, live a life of passion and purpose on your terms.
You have been listening to the Cash Flow Ninja with your host, MC Laubscher, the podcast empowering and inspiring people to discover how to generate their own income and manage, grow, and protect their own wealth in the new economy. Today's show notes and resources are available on our website, cashflowninja.com. This presentation is for educational and informational purposes only. The information being presented and considered does not consider your particular financial objectives or situation, and it does not make personalized recommendations. This material is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified tax and legal advisor or other qualified professionals, and you should not use the information in place of a customized consultation with a licensed professional regarding your specific personal financial objective, situation, and needs. We believe the information provided is reliable, but we do not guarantee its accuracy, timeliness, or completeness.